Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you doing?
Yeah, going really well. Geez, it's a busy time of the year, isn't it? I mean, and it doesn't matter whether you're a radio announcer, a trainer and motivator of people, or perhaps you're working out at the mines today. Wherever, whatever it is you do, there is a lot on everyone's to-do list, and it is hard to get everything done and remember everything that you need to get done.
Yeah, it's unless you've got that really strong list and prioritise, it becomes a nightmare, do you know what I mean? So you get a list of things that you need to do from the shops, for example, on a Monday morning, or presents to buy. You know, one thing, one communication tool that I know we spoke about a couple of years ago, but I use it every day when I train people on how to communicate, how to present well. I call it the law of three. And I think it pertains to this time of year as well, because ultimately there'll be two or three key things you've got to get done, or two or three messages in that, you know, presentation to the board or the group or whoever, whatever you're doing, that really will make the difference. And understanding what they are and then how to communicate that or break it down, that is the key. So the law of three, when I talk about presentation skills, for example, is, I know you're going to talk about this, and this, but when you distill it, what are the three things you want someone to remember? I use it, obviously, as a tool for presentation skills and communication skills. It's the same for when you're writing an email, for example. I want everyone who reads any email of mine, any communication, what are the one, two, or three things that I want them to do, say, or feel as a result of that email? Okay, so it's really tailored. And like you said, mate, in this busy time, it's actually quite handy to think, all right, here's my list of 57 things to do.
Yes.
When I distill it down, what's it really about? And that can help you, A, remember things, but B, and probably more importantly than remembering them, is how am I going to prioritize them?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So are you saying categorize them, put them into broader categories? So out of the 57 things, you might break it down into presents, shopping, let's talk in Christmas, of course, food shopping, and don't forget to get that thing for the kids that they needed, for example.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. So then you've got three themes, or two themes, if you like. You pretty much had two themes there, not three. So it's, you know, when I say the law of three, it's not actually a law. You don't have to have three things. It can be one or two things, and sometimes it's even better for that to be the case. And that way, once you've got them in those broader categories, as you describe them, or themes, it will be easier to remember. And certainly, if you have to make changes or amendments to it, or add things or subtract things, you know from which category or basket you can actually do that.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, some good advice this morning. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com, if you'd like to find out more. Mate, thank you very much. Have a great day.
My pleasure, mate. You too.